Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We only have one guest today because I want to have plenty of time to cover the news and have open phones in the first, third, and fourth hour today. Pastor David J. Smith from Waxahachie, Texas, fighting the New World Order for more than 30 years, will be joining us on air to talk about his neck of the woods nearby the Baptist Bible School in East Texas, where they have Homeland Security come in and tell members of the staff that they'll be arrested and charged with espionage if they speak about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now, of course, we have video of FEMA training police. We have their training manuals, FBI training manuals, flyers, squad car video of them pulling a woman over and finding a pocket constitution, and the police have a discussion and say it's illegal. Arrest is made. Can't have a constitution. If you're a new listener, this is not a joke. Okay, I'm not joking. This is really going on. This is how serious things are. So he'll be joining us coming up. As I told you, I plan to have all the real icons, the people who've been fighting for decades and decades against the New World Order, on this show. They've all been on before, but many of them haven't been on in years. In fact, I just remembered again to tell Trey to try to get Red Beckman on if his health allows. Haven't had him on in a few years, and he's a World War II vet. He really is one of the great granddaddies of them all. Now, big show today, a lot of news, a lot of information. We'll cover a bunch of it after this first break. But before I do that, on this 14th of May, 2008 edition, I was listening to Derry Brownfield as I was driving into work this morning, and then here in the office on local radio station 90.1. And I was, not 90.1, he's on 96.3, excuse me. I was listening to Derry Brownfield, and just the things he was saying. I already knew everything he was saying, but it hit me anew. I had fresh outrage because I was aware of the information he was covering, and then even more. Don't misinterpret, I'm not saying I know more than he does. It's not about that. I mean, there's so much data, and obviously he has more data too. It's so bad that you can't even explain it to people. You can't even put forward how truly bad it is. We're going to invite Derry on the show here in the next week or two. I hope he can join us because it's multifaceted. Derry Brownfield criticized Monsanto. He is on, of his 70 or so affiliates, most of them are in Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Iowa, right there in the breadbasket of the country. He's been on the air doing farm reports for, I don't know, 30, 40 years, but he's had a syndicated radio show since the 80s fighting the New World Order. And they told him at Learfield Communications, he previously owned part of Learfield when he founded it back in the 60s, he sold out to Learfield in the late 80s. He said, they told him, they said, Monsanto has said, shut up and don't talk about them. And they're one of our big sponsors, not just with Brownfield, but the entire Learfield, a bunch of other shows, farm reports, news reports. And so Derry has had to leave Learfield, and he is leaving at the end of the month, and he's going to come to Genesis, come to the GCN radio network that always has carried his show. I don't know, for like 10 years, we put it out on some of the satellite feeds we've got, and he comes on right before me on the network feed, on the Internet, AM and FM, shortwave, the rest of it. But now he's going to be produced by Genesis. We're very, very excited about that, and we ask, of course, that all his affiliates continue carrying him. We know that many of the stations that carry my show also carry Derry Brownfield. But that's not the main issue of why I'm bringing up Derry Brownfield. I want to talk about what he was talking about today on the other side, and then I'm going to get into a ton of vital news and information. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Every major airport in the United States is getting body scanners, where they put you into a chamber that 360 scans your entire biometric layout of your body and gives them a full-color image of your naked body in 3D. First they put it in 5 airports, then 20 airports, then 50 airports, and now 200-plus, all the major airports being announced by the Associated Press. And just like 1 out of 10 or so gets wanded over, and they then search you, and then a percentage of those people get strip-searched. Now you will be directed into the scanner, and your naked body will be stored on hard drives. All about humiliation, all about setting precedents, all about control. Also, we told you at least 7 years ago that we saw this in government, Pentagon, MIT, Toyota, governmental reports they submitted to the Japanese government. Everyone will be face scanned to buy and sell. And I told you they would phase this in, quote, to stop cigarette smoking and drinking, because that was in the corporate and governmental playbooks. They have governmental meetings. It's in their minutes. We've read them on air how they would phase this in. It has now been reported by the AP and as well by British papers that in England and the U.S. they are going to mandate that stores put in face scanners that scan your face to, quote, stop people underage drinking and getting alcohol and cigarettes. All guilty until proven innocent has nothing to do with stopping drinking and smoking. This will be the new global ID system where not only will you have to swipe the card to buy and sell under a new global sales tax and new carbon tax, you could have a stolen card. It could be fake. Big Brother has to know who you are. And then, of course, you won't be notified. Generally, the computer will allow you to still get the food, but a SWAT truck that will be deployed, positioned every few miles, will be en route at 80 miles an hour with an assault team to take you to the FEMA camp, whether you'll be sent to forced labor or to automatic execution. By the way, I'm not saying that for effect. Notice everything I've said in the past is coming true, okay? It's happened, and I'm telling you what the next phase is. I understand their program, and nothing is too bold for them. Nothing is too incredible for them. Nothing is too amazing for them. This is the government that writes memos saying, we will sexually torture small children in front of their parents, and then they did it. This is the government that is handing over the entire infrastructure and putting up toll roads on existing roads and then saying it doesn't exist. This is the government that is completely lawless and totally controlled by scientific tyranny. This is the government that ladens your vaccines with mercury and cancer viruses. This is the government. This is the government that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay, I'm already digressing. I just can't believe this one article I've got here. I knew they were going to do it. I knew they said they would do it. It's just they're doing it. I want to be able to continue to fly, but when they... See, I'm not an ignorant sheep. Remember I told you about 5 years, 6 years, maybe longer? I know I read industry documents in 1998, and it didn't start until about 2004, so I guess I covered it 10 years ago. See, time just flies. That they were going to put thumb scanners in at SeaWorld, at Disney, and then at other parks, and then at tanning salons and gyms and churches and public school cafeterias and libraries and to get into work. And then now Homeland Security has announced that's what they want nationwide. And it happened. Not because I'm smart, because they said they would do it that way. And they, so I know, just like people keep calling going, wow, I just went to Disney World, and it's like you said, they make you thumbprint to get in. Well, no, they don't make you. If you say no, they just say, yes, sir, go on through. But 90%+ do it. It's habitualization. Does the person at the turnstiles, are they an evil New World Order agent? No. Does the local even manager of the Disney World know what's going on? No, they're compartmentalized. It's all Defense Department. They are the infrastructure. They set up the zip code. They set up the GPS. They set up all the standards. They run it. Do you understand? Now, are they going to tell you when you're at the airport, when they say, please step over here, and they put you into the chamber? All major airports, 200+, that's every major airport. AP, feds are paying for it. Of course, Lockheed and others make them. Another Defense Department op, making money. The military system we paid for now turned in against us. And they get a biometric naked scan. Now listen, you might as well tell your 20-year-old wife, honey, go be in Playboy. You might as well get a $50,000. And I'm not being serious. This is a sarcasm, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't put me on all the Bible websites saying I'm advocating being in Playboy. It's a point. Seriously, though, you might as well go ahead and get $50,000 or whatever they pay to be in Playboy or Penthouse or go all the way. Get into hardcore porn because a clear image of your naked body. Now, they already have the illegal alien goons, which has come out. That's who a lot of them are, poking and prodding and pulling the women's dresses up. And you say, the government's dumb. Why are they doing this? Why is the border open if this is happening to us? I saw a World War II vet on oxygen tanks being searched by these guys, but guys with turbans were walking right through. Well, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to stop terrorists. But that's not what it's for. It's to train you to be a slave. So let me explain. Face scanners going in, and this is how it works. You'll first see ExxonMobil, Tony the Tiger, do it, because I've noticed they always implement there first. You'll see McDonald's and Walmart implement first, key partners in rollout of slave grid. Then the lobbyists run around and they offer to give it free to the companies. And they say, listen, this gives you total liability protection. Local detective comes in and says, do you want the local liquor commission coming in here? This is what they tell the corporate guys at the lower level companies. The big ones are part of the inside deal. Many times own stock in the companies they're putting in the face scanners. And that, but the low levels, they come in and they say, look, we know you don't, you're training your people not, that's why they card 75-year-old women. I've seen it for buying cigars for their husband. It's to habitualize that it doesn't make sense, that it's crazy, that no matter how stupid the order is, you have to follow it. Okay? I mean, I've seen 70-year-old, 80-year-old people being carded for a bottle of wine, you know, at the gas station. I mean, I see it everywhere. And I just start talking. I go, ladies and gentlemen, when they swipe your card right there, that goes into a database. And the person behind the card, the counter, I go, don't roll your eyes. Is that giving you an indicator that says it's authorized? And they'll go, yeah. Of course, a lot of times they're a fan behind the counter, and they take me behind the counter and go, yeah, they're watching me right now live over the cameras in here, but I don't care if they fire me. I'm sick of this job. Yeah, look, it says authorized. Well, see, there's a whole database on the other end of that, everything being wired in, everything Pentagon designed. You understand the magnitude? See, I'm just getting into one story, and then I run off down the rabbit trail into detailing it for you. Because if I just cover the story and read the headline, it doesn't give you the full spectrum understanding of what we're dealing with here. How creeping it is, how malevolent it is, how wicked, how the premeditatedness of it. So, you're going to walk through the scanners, and you're going to go ahead and submit. Not me. I'm going to say, you are not going to have a body scan of me. Let's do a pat down, you little turkey. And people can say, well, just don't fly. I have to fly to fight the New World Order. I got to fly to London or fly to Canada or fly to L.A. or fly to, you know, Nicaragua. I mean, I've got to be able to go and cover these events and do these things. And so I've got to go deal with little monkey brain, dumbed down, power tripping nobodies who really think they're fighting Al-Qaeda. I got to on their power trip, prodding and poking and, you know, every second pressing on the nerve of power, ingratiating their psychology that they're really doing something good. Of course, some of them just need a job. I'm not saying they're all bad, but a lot of them enjoy it. I mean, I've had them make fun of me, pull me out of the line, prod me. It's just celebrations of evil and tyranny. Seen them do it to other people. It isn't that. It's that how do I let my wife and children ever fly? When I know they'll be in the hands of paramilitary goons that are going to stick them in a chamber to take pornographic photos, full-body 360 scans, to be stored in your database? Remember, I told you 12 years ago they're taking your DNA at birth and putting it in a global database. Now Bush has signed a bill to legalize retroactively what they've been doing. The government is criminal. It's rogue. It is a rogue government. There's a website called Rogue Government. I was thinking last night what a good name that is. It is. It's just rogue government, smart criminals that use scientific engineers to set up the grid using behavioral psychology. And I'm sitting here watching nightfall happen. I'm sitting here watching tyranny come down. I'm sitting here watching the grid go into place. I'm just desperately trying to get on more in AM and FMs and trying to get you to tell people how to tune into the show or to the internet streams of the podcast because I want to stop these people. I know it's horrible because once the grid's in place, they're going to release the bioweapons. Do you understand, police, military, FBI, all of you? You're not going to believe me now, but years from now. Maybe a decade, maybe 20 years, maybe next month. When they think their grid is in place, that's when they're going to release the plagues. And the shots they're going to give you aren't going to protect you. They want to wipe out masses of people, billions of people. They constantly talk about it. Go to any big biology awards ceremony. I guarantee you, you'll be in a room with thousands of people with 160 IQs talking about how they want to kill everybody, and they work in the bioweapons labs. You want to do real investigations? I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And it's going to happen. You're not going to listen. You won't. You're on a personal power trip. It's too important to you to live the delusion you're in and to think that I'm the crazy one. I told you they'd face scan you to buy and sell. I told you they would implement it under the guise of stopping underage drinking, scanning out of photos out of the driver's license national ID card database. God help us. It's in the mainstream news. They're not talking about it. They're putting it in. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that the minute their grid's in place, beta tested, they are going to start the killing? Now, in the lead up to the lockdown grid, they're going to have controlled smaller bio releases, each one bigger, like SARS, like bird flu. We're facing hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen, and in your gut, you know I'm telling the truth. But you don't have to believe your gut. Go check out the facts.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Here is another untold story that most do not know, which has to do with that famous finger gesture called flipping the bird. That gesture, that story, has to do with that phrase, pluck you. No, we said that phrase, pluck, P-L-U-C-K, you, which, by the way, comes from the phrase plucking the you, and it all comes from history. History pertaining to the Battle of Argonne Court in 1415. It was a fierce battle between the French and the English, which the French felt sure to win, and so made a boast of what they were going to do to the English once they did. They boasted for naught for the battle they lost, and as a result of the boast and the loss, the victors before and after the battle came up with the famous salute we today call flipping the bird. And it has to do with plucking the you. It was all once understood but is now unknown and untold. We do tell it, however, at AnotherUntoldStory.com. Go there and hear it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. That's AnotherUntoldStory.com. Go there now, for it's only posted there but for a short period of time. AnotherUntoldStory.com. It's quite a story.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
I've got three news articles today without looking with powerful globalist royalty university heads saying they want to reduce world population by 80%, have one-child policies in the U.S., deny health care to the old, carry out eugenics. You understand, police, you can go to the Texas Academy of Sciences when they gave Dr. Pianca the Lifetime Achievement Award, one of the top scientists at UT, and Dr. Pianca gave a speech about how he can't wait till 90% of us die. There's a big group that got international attention yesterday calling for all humans to die. Okay, do you understand? Get it through your head. You're not powerful. You're not in control. You're not as tough as you think you are. The world isn't the way you think it is. I'm already digressing. I just wish you would listen to me. I wish you would understand how serious things are, how deep things are, how far gone things are. Look at this. Eco group calls for voluntary human extinction, says masses should be indoctrinated to stop having children in order that the human race can die out and save the planet. This is being reported by the Times of London and others. And then it gets into the... It's just so sick, and they want to teach school children this. By the way, you know, for 50 years it's already been taught to school children. I can get into that whole program I have with John Taylor Gatto and others, but I'm already digressing. I haven't even gotten into the stack of news, and I said I would do it. We're going to do it in the next segment. Just getting back to Derry Brownfield coming to the network starting next month. I mean, he's already on the network. We're one of his satellite affiliates, but excited about that. But I heard him talking, and he was reading newspaper articles and reading out of a book called Thirst that I've read large excerpts of years ago when it first came out. And I've experienced this personally. Let me explain. This is just one facet. This is somewhere you can document it right now for yourself, or most of you remember this happening in your town or city. And this is just something that isn't as shocking or scary sounding as, hey, the people running the global government are eugenicists and want to kill you. They even made James Bond movies about it. You know, they put reality into fiction. Remember Moonraker? They want to kill everybody on the Earth while they sit on the space station, and they're going to come back and people the Earth with Superman. Well, they actually have government documents and ideas and plans to do that, but do it underground and then reemerge. You know, just like the last James Bond movie was about government-sponsored terror or institutionalized-sponsored terror, and the one before that was about DNA, individual bioweapons, and DNA harvesting and life extension technologies. But I'm already digressing. The point here is that there's a whole reality around you you're not aware of, and that life is not the McDonald's signs and the Walmart signs and people, you know, in fancy dresses and riding around on Harleys. And I'm not saying any of that's bad. I'm saying that's all just a facade. Okay, we are these creatures, these Homo sapiens sapiens that have babies and live, and we live on a beautiful planet with trees and water, and I don't know what type of birds they are. They're living right outside my front door. They've got red chest and blue bodies, and they're little babies. I can watch them, their mommy feeding them. I mean, it's magic. And there's this whole cosmos around us, and we're going around this sun, and last night I was watching footage from our new film, just of the New York East River, and it's sunset, and I was looking at the beautiful waves, you know, that the high-def camera caught, and I was just stricken by the beauty. And I was like, my God, it's a paradox. There's all this beauty, all this incredible creation around us, all of God's handiwork, our beautiful families, our wonderful children, our wonderful elders, family histories, our pets, our artwork, our lives, our memories. It's all so wonderful. My life is wonderful. But then overhanging it is this growing global evil and all the corruption and all the things they do and all their handiwork. I mean, it's all bad. And, you know, while your life's going good, the CPS is snatching the kid down the street. Or while your life's good, the kid down the street just got on government shipped in cocaine. Or the kid down the street just got busted using government shipped in cocaine. And then or the kid down the street was late to class three times in Austin, so they were arrested under truancy charges. Or the airport down the street's putting in a 360 body scanner to scan your body and put you in a government database. Or right down the street at the hospital, they're taking your baby's blood and putting it in a Homeland Security crime database and digitizing it and doing medical experiments with it and admitting it all. It's totally criminal. We have to protect the good. When I get back, I'll tell you about what Brownfield was talking about today with the water. Just to bring it home to you. Because it's even worse than what he was saying. It's always worse. In fact, it's so bad that if I studied for a year on this one subject and tried to bring you all the evidence, I couldn't do it. I mean, what we know is so horrible, it can't even be articulated. Imagine what else is going on. Not just the poison in the water. This is a separate subject.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced. Gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Police Department, come home!
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Steve, Alyssa, Dave, Mike, Andrew, your calls are coming up after I cover some of the news headlines here. But I was listening to Derry Brownfield this morning read different news articles from locally in his town, cover other stories around the country, where they would just calmly come out, say in a California town, or one case, your bill's $240 a month for water, which, by the way, is exorbitant. And the new company comes in out of Germany, but they have a subsidiary called California Water Systems, California American Water Systems. And then they come in and they say, it's now $1,270. And if you don't pay it, they just turn your water off. It's total highway robbery. And the federal government is mandating with regulations that local governments accept the takeover by these groups. Let me give you another example. I remember living in Austin, and about 9 years ago, they picked your trash up twice a day, then suddenly a new company, one that had been on 60 Minutes and other places for being mafia-owned and run, came in and took it over, and it tripled in price, and they started coming once a week, and then they would look in your garbage, and if there was like a board or something in there, they would call that... construction waste and would leave all your trash there. And so they've increased it since then. So that's how privatization works. That just means a private group came in and bought off your mayor. whose wife will then publicly get a consultant job for the company for $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year doing nothing. I mean, it's slick, folks. That's how they operate. And it is, it's the same in everything. It's the same with school. It's the same with taxes. It's the same with everything they do. And the bridges are collapsing and the roads are falling apart, but they're still slapping new toll roads on them. And they've got cops out writing tickets, and they tell the cops, oh, we're bankrupt, we've got to write more tickets. And the cops hear how the bridges are collapsing, and the more tickets they write, the less money goes to bridges. Right here in Texas, the feds took $7 billion out of the federal fund for Texas that Texas paid into it and just sent it to Iraq last year alone. And that's every state. That's how it works. And then they tell the cops, you're going to have a pay cut unless you write more tickets. And so they go out and write tickets, and of course it doesn't go to them. It's totally and completely sick. And that's how they're doing it. And you can read the IMF, World Bank, you can read the Club of Rome documents, you can read all their statements going back 30 years ago where they said, we're going to go in, we're going to lobby, we're going to take over the water supplies, and then we're going to jack up prices. Just hundreds of documents. And in the IMF World Bank documents that were leaked in 2002, I talked so much about because I went and read thousands of pages of them. That's why it's just an entire blueprint right there. They said, in fact, we'll go into countries and completely turn the water off once we own it, because then they'll really panic and riot, and then they'll accept anything afterwards. It's all psychology. It's all raping you. It's all squeezing you. It's all driving you into submission. Now, these same foreign companies that come in and buy up your water and then double the price, triple the price, quadruple the price, then each year after double the price. Let me give you a little newsflash. The entire state of Texas has two large aquifers that cover the entire state. It is, in some cases, thousands of feet deep, everywhere else hundreds of feet deep. Pure water, totally clean, everywhere. Just giant aquifers, two big ones. And it's enough water to give the entire United States water forever. I mean, it's just unlimited. It's always being replenished. Doesn't matter. They run PR campaigns telling you there's no water. Got to accept higher prices. It's your carbon footprint. Because of the earth being in trouble, we have to pay more. And the public, they have huge PR campaigns that say you've got to pay more now because there's no water. And why shouldn't they? I mean, if they're going to be able to quadruple and plus all your water bills, they're just taking a few percentage points of that and not just buying the mayors and city councils and county commissioners and state legislators and the feds to mandate it all. Feds come in and say, you know what, we're not going to give you any of your water funding, though we take your money from the states and 33 cents back on average, unless it's a privatization. And they have a bunch of fake libertarians dance around and go, privatize, privatize, but it's not privatization. It's taken our water systems we paid for with tax money. See, first the Fed said, oh, you just got to put fluoride in it, Feds say. You got to put chlorine in it, Feds say. Doesn't matter if it's totally clean out of an aquifer. Feds say. And then now Feds say you got to let this German company or Dutch company or Chinese company or Russian company or British company. And every time you look, it's not U.S. companies. Those don't exist anymore. They're all globalists. And they just come in and they have the National Water Council, National Association of Governors, Association of City Managers, and they fly around and they're given public bribes. Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago that private companies can give bribes. It said now legal. Go read the ruling. Kelo versus Connecticut. The Kelo decision. And you can go in there and read it, and it says, legalize, they can come in. It's piracy, letter of mark. They come in, they pay, they just take it. Take your property, no just compensation. You see, everybody was freaking out about the ruling, but the news didn't even tell you the real ruling. The news said, yeah, they say if a private interest wants it, they can get your property. If, quote, they'll pay more taxes. That's the public good tie-in. But then when you read the ruling, it said, they can come in, take your property, and not pay you. Did you know that? And then all the Texas landowners got letters about the landowner's bill of rights. Oh, we passed something to give you rights. And it says in the huge 40-plus page letter that all Texas landowners, by all Texas landowners, people that have over 30, 40 acres, I know our family got them, and it said Listen, we're going to be putting in pipelines and taking land, and if you don't take our first offer within 6 months, we not only take the land, we then charge you legal fees. And they said, this is your new right. You have no recourse. Sell immediately for what we offer. And it's already happened all over Texas. They come in and they say, we want your 500 acres. And you go, but it's valued on the tax rolls at, you know, $50,000 an acre. So I should be getting millions of dollars. And they say, nope, we're going to give you $1,000 an acre. And you're like, but that's 1/50th of what it's worth. And they just say, listen, that's it. And then 6 months later, they take your property. And if you don't leave, and this has happened, they send the SWAT team. Men in black masks come in armored vehicles, and if you fight back, they kill you. It's real simple. And it's all happened before. It's all happened before. The Rockefellers in Illinois and in Colorado and in Pennsylvania and in New York and in New Jersey and all over the country, hundreds of cases, they would hire Pinkerton Security or two other major firms, and they would, and then, I mean, this happened just 75 years ago, 80 years ago, one of the worst cases over 100. And they would come into whole tent cities of people that went in and staked claims on national lands and found gold, found silver, found bauxite, found oil, didn't matter. And they'd just ride in with guys on horses or guys in armored cars, and they'd open up the back with a machine gun, and they'd just shoot every person. And it was admitted in the police reports, and the police were there helping. They would ride down small children. They would burn families up inside shacks, and then they'd loot every bit of money they had. That was their extra payment. Hardcore killers. That railroad train would pull up. They'd ride their horses right down that ramp, and they were coming to kill. And they killed, and they killed, and they killed, and they killed, and they killed up one side and down the other of this country, and they're going to kill again. This is their time. Their time to rule. Their time for you to learn. And I'm so sick of them. Open criminal cess, filth, just absolute viper, venomous pit of hell, blood-sucking, tyrannical, bully murderers. You read the accounts of those families burn up and those families running as they pow, 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 pow. Or you read about just 80 years ago in New Jersey and places where families would be starving to death living in their shacks, and they'd go in demanding just a few cents more an hour. And here would come the National Guard with their guns, and they'd mow every one of their people down right there. That's how this country works. That's how it operates. I ought to make a film about that. And if you don't think these SWAT teams, 90% of them won't follow orders, they will follow orders all the way to hell. They'll do whatever they're told, when they're told, how they're told. They will do it. I said I'd get to your calls. I just think about the open criminality. But see, the average person doesn't think about where water comes from. They just think, water comes out of the tap, and I get a bill. And your bill goes from $240, which is exorbitant. You look back 10 years ago, that same bill would have been $20. $15. $1,200+. I mean, your trash pickup triples in price and you get half the service overnight, baby. And then you literally look at the trash company here we have locally, and it's owned by the Carleones. I'm being sarcastic, a well-known Italian family. Been national newscast about other mafia. That's how America works. That's how it runs. That's who rules. And I'm sick of them. Now, if you really get into the history books, every time the National Guard with Pinkerton Security mowed people down, bad stuff happened to those people. Oh, yeah. Because the cousin of the people that died would spend years, would sell everything they had, would spend years quietly finding out who did it. And then things would happen. Years later, one of those old Pinkerton boys, it might be 25 years later, would walk out on their front porch, their nice little spread from stolen money, from money they got from the Rockefellers and others. The guy walks out to get in his little Model T to ride down to town, and there's somebody waiting for him. Hey, you know why I'm here? You killed my cousin. Now you're going to die. But they still did it, even knowing that would happen. Now that doesn't happen. Somebody kills your family, you go squealing and crying to the government. Hey, they killed my family for no reason. Government is wrong. And then you hear people go, the government's dumb. They don't believe me. I am innocent. My brother was innocent. I didn't do it. There's even video of it. Why don't you help? Don't you? And then the people that are abused always think it's an accident. It's no accident, slave. You're here to be sucked off of. That's what you're here for. So now you know why I don't like you spending time watching football and acting tough and strutting around with your buddies at the pool hall. As a man, you should be fighting this tyranny, not the facsimile of a man that Hollywood told you, some guy walking around flexing his muscles, bulging his eyes out at his neighbor, but whose tail goes between their legs when a cop asks him a question. A man, a real man's nice to his neighbors, but then his tail doesn't go between his legs when a cop asks him a question or pulls him over. See, you're not really men. A real man would be informed and aware of what's happening and would have their instincts alerted and would be doing everything they could to try to reverse where we're going. Because a real man would be having his guardian instinct employed to protect his friends, his family, his neighbors. The globalists have taken the guardian instinct and warped it and turned it into a looting, feeding frenzy instinct against us. And they've used the guardian instinct to neutralize you and said, these men who are looting you, who are pillaging you, who are taking booty from you, they're protecting you. It's all about your instincts. It's all about how you operate. They're punching all those buttons all day long instead of you taking control of those buttons. There's two ways to do this. Either you're in control of the buttons or they are. It's time to start using your own buttons. Time to start punching your own buttons. That's the secret to life. Either you're at the helm or they're at the helm. Now, here's the type of news I got today. What we'll do is we'll take your calls, then we'll go to the guests, then I'll get to it all. I try. J.P. Morgan Chase, CEO, recession just beginning, i.e. that means J.P. Morgan Chase, the private arm of the Federal Reserve's squeezing and sucking off of you, just begun. Bush says, greatest fear is another terror attack. Fearmonger says Al-Qaeda is going to get us. Give up all your rights. Oil steady after record near $127 a barrel, and that's the headlines. Oh, oil went down a little. You know, it goes from $40 a barrel to $127, and it'll drop down to $125 and go to $130. And then they'll only do headlines for you when it drops a few dollars, creating a psychological illusion. I read British warfare manuals on that from the 50s. That's a number game they play. You ought to look into it for yourself. To always announce it when it's gone down a dollar or two and then not announce it when it goes up 10 bucks. Oh, oil's down only 127 a barrel. Oil prices were steady Wednesday after moving back from an overnight trading record near $127 a barrel on concerns that Iran may cut production. Democrats propose taxes to fund veterans' benefits. Oh, it's for the veterans. Yeah, the government has had plenty of money to take care of the veterans. We've had experts on, veterans groups on to cover that. They just keep all the money and don't give it to them. See, don't fill the potholes, don't have police new radios or the firemen with new radios, advertise that the radios don't work, then demand a new tax increase that never goes to that. I remember seeing scores of bond proposals in Austin, Texas, back when I was mainly covering local stuff 13 years ago, where there'd be a bond for $50 million, a bond for $100 million, a bond for $10 million, and then the bonds matured and they never even cash them in. They never even spend the money. Just huge investments. And it was always for firefighters. It was always for, you know, children, nothing to do with it. Oh, man, you got to love it sometimes. It's just so funny if it wasn't so sick. Democrats propose tax to fund veterans. Anybody making $500,000 or more, it's only a 2% tax to start with. Of course, that's how the income tax started. Whole new tax layer. They're rolling out all these new ones because you'd have to pay 100% of your earnings forever to even pay the interest on the trillions that have been created out of nothing, the debt. There's no way to ever pay it back. You can either say this debt's fraudulent, this government's criminal, or we can just all be completely bankrupt. And I know they gave you a black mask to feel powerful. You're going to decide to be a slave. I understand. You're in control, aren't you? Go ahead and take the inoculation. Line up. They care about you. Don't listen to the nut Alex Jones. Democrats propose taxes to fund veterans' benefits. Inflation pressures ease despite food price jump. AP, Federal Reserve, says inflation's down. You've seen prices going down. Federal Reserve, inflation's down. And I'm a spotted Easter bunny. New storm headed towards cyclone devastated Burma. Oh, I'm sorry, the military dictatorship, I have to call it Myanmar. China bloggers cook up conspiracies. We'll take some calls, get into all this news. Stay with us.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Like cattle, are you going to go into the squeeze chutes for the slaughter? You going to let them march in to body scanners to have 360 images of your naked family on their database and let them take your baby's blood at birth saying they own your family's DNA? Going to let them let private corporations come buy up your politicians and then quadruple the price of your water just to start? And let them squeeze and have their way with you. By the way, these private water districts, once they incorporate, they hire their own police. An example of that is LCRA, private corporation, non-governmental, SWAT teams pulling people over, arresting NFL football players who beg and plead. Just having their way. Just having their way. Having their way. Having their way. It's all about getting the slaves. All about having their way. All about being a big man. All about enforcing for the masters. All about taking your water, taking your food. All about controlling you. All about taking your future. Steve in Chicago. By the way, Wayne Madsen has been harassed. Wayne Madsen, for the D.C. Madam situation, we're going to have him pop in. Big developments there up on Infowars.com right now. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to say a big congratulations to the West Virginians for beating back a marauding, rampaging black beast. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but yes. Wait a minute. Jay Rockefeller was on stage. It's on YouTube. Beckley, West Virginia, endorsing Obama. It's obviously a University of Chicago deep cover operation. And I think I want to take a second to say I'd like to have a celebratory victory dance with the VA West Virginia Mountain Mama.
I appreciate your call, sir. Can't hear the music you're playing. We don't need to call people black beast. We don't need to play in to the tribalism they use to control us. Barack Obama is bad. Hillary is bad. McCain is bad. I mean, I hear even all the Patriot talk shows do nothing but cover this election. It doesn't matter. It's a joke. It's a fraud. The only real candidate is Ron Paul. And he's done a great job educating people and probably going to speak at the convention, and there's going to be a big revolt that'll bring a lot of attention to what's happening, and I'm all for a revolt as long as there isn't a, quote, claim that he's the nominee. Unless McCain gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar in the time, I just don't think you'd see the establishment then push Ron Paul the four. They're going to bring in Mitt Romney then. Has anybody thought about that? They're going to bring in folks that have the most delegates after McCain if that magic scenario happened to happen. I'm just being realistic here. But, Steve, I know a lot of people are really hyped up here. It's all staged, okay? They're all in on it. Barack Obama and Hillary, they're going to end up running together probably. And then you are going to, what's going to happen then? I mean, you're actually saluting Hillary Clinton. Oh, my gosh. Elias in Ohio, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Alex. I'm so happy to get on your show.
Well, I'm happy to speak to you. What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask a question about 9/11, and I was looking at some of the things you guys, one of the programs you guys had on YouTube, and it was talking about drone planes going into the buildings. Okay, if that was so, then where are the people that were on the original planes that didn't go into the buildings?
Okay, you're saying one of my programs. Do you know what was it, one of my films or someone else?
It was the guy that you have on that does the investigations of the young guy that you have filling in on for you.
Jason Burness?
Yeah. I think I saw it on one of his like YouTube programs.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, stay there and I'll try to answer this on the other side. I mean, to go ahead and answer some of it, then we'll get David J. Smith on at the 8 after. To answer some of your question now, it is not up to us to prove what happened. We know the official story is a lie and a fraud, and we've proven they're lying. Okay? We'll be right back, and I'll try to elaborate on this.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is.